Today we choose to be hungry. Today we choose to experience the pain of hunger. Today we begin to choose to suffer. And this is such an odd thing, such a strange thing. Last night I met with the men's group over at the university, over at BU. I meet with them regularly. It was a great experience. We started talking about what are we doing for Lent. Ash Wednesday is coming up, and one of the students who I don't see here, so I think I can pick on a little bit, he said, "Wait, we have to fast tomorrow?" And I said, "Yeah, it's Ash Wednesday." And we got into a good conversation about what it means to fast. And I will say a very easy rule on understanding fasting, if you're not sure what your fasting should look like today: you should be uncomfortable. It should pain you a little bit. It should be not something you particularly want to be doing. We choose today to suffer, which is something that the world has a really hard time understanding. There are lots of reasons we do this. One, it trains us. If I'm able to choose suffering, if I'm able to choose discomfort, then when suffering comes my way, it's not my choice, I'm ready. If I'm able to choose suffering, if I'm able to choose discomfort, then I can choose to do uncomfortable and difficult things for the sake of virtue, for the sake of righteousness, for the sake of my own holiness. It trains us to go without the things that we know we don't really need. Secondly, more importantly, most importantly, it unites us to our Lord Jesus Christ, who saved the world by suffering. Difficulty, discomfort, pain. These were the instruments of our salvation. Our Lord, at the beginning of his ministry, before he started to reveal himself to the world, went into the desert to fast for 40 days. So that at the end of those 40 days, he would be prepared in his very body to undergo the cross. We empty ourselves of everything that is not him. We unite our hearts to his. We unite our suffering to his, so that we might be united to his joy. We die with him, that we might share not only in his suffering and in his death, but in his resurrection and in his glory. Let yourself be uncomfortable for a day, so that in eternity we may enjoy the comfort of seeing our Lord face to face. Let yourself be pained for a day, so that for eternity you might enjoy everlasting happiness.